Okay, we're on the very bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis. Ve'elu shemin chosei ha-nisrafos. These cases are where you burn the mincha. Ha'omer tmei ani lach. Lecha. She admits that she's tamei. So her mincha, the whole purpose of the mincha is to be mevarer whether she's ta or tamei. And she admits she's tamei. There's no purpose for the mincha anymore, therefore you burn it. Or she doesn't admit, but Edim come and say that she's Tommy, that she was Mazana. If she refuses to drink, and we said that that's only before the Shem Hashem is Nimchak. But after the Shem Hashem is Nimchak, she can't refuse, we force her to drink. But before that, she said, I'm not going to drink, so there's no beer over here anymore, so Lamaisa, we burn her Mincha. Shabala ain't a rotzalash kosa, or the husband doesn't want to give her to drink. So they're all also the mincha's possible. The shabala ba'al lehabaderech. We said the ish nikomi avam. The only time that the water's mevarer is if the husband isn't guilty of a similar aveira along the same lines. And surely, if he lives with her when he's prohibited to live with her after she starts the whole process after the kinui and stira. So then the ish is not nikami avon, and therefore there's no beer over here, and therefore the mincha is burnt. The kohan is suos the kohanim in chosem nisrafos. All women who are married to kohanim, and their mincha comes from the kohen, from his nechosim, so their minochos are burnt, because the mincha of a kohen is kolol toktor. You burn the whole thing. None of the mincha is what's it called, is eaten by a mincha's kohen. The svara, the tam of the mitzvah is that by a mincha, only a small portion goes on the mizbeach and the rest is eaten. So if the mincha of a kohen would be eaten, what kind of korban did he bring? The kohen can eat it. I am a regular Israel, so the kohen eats it. But over here, if the kohen can eat it, so what kind of korban is it? So therefore, the kohen, the Torah says, the mincha's kohen is kolol toktor. Bas Yisrael shenises lekohen minchas nisrefes. Therefore, a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kohen, her mincha is burnt because it's not hers. Everything she has belongs to her husband, and the mincha comes from her husband, and therefore it's the Kohen's mincha, and therefore it's burnt. There are cases where a nesua le Kohen, an Ashes Kohen, could have her own money. Somebody gave her money that her husband doesn't have any connection to, or whatever. She has a Yerusha that comes to her. And she buys a mincha that is, what's it called, that is an adava. It's possible that's her own. But in normal cases, the mincha belongs to her husband. Or if it's a mincha she has to bring, then the husband is chayiv to bring all her korbanos for her. The kohenish and nisus li Yisrael, minchas necheles. However, a kohenish was married to Yisrael, so that's a minchas Yisrael. And also the mincha of the kohenish is also eaten. In other words, the komets is nikrav, and the rest of it is eaten. This halacha that minchas kohen is totally burnt only applies to a kohen, not to a kohenis. Ma bein kohen le kohenis. What are some other differences between a kohen and a kohenis? In other words, a bas kohen. Minchas kohenis necheles. One difference is, we said already, the mincha of a kohenis is eaten. Minchas kohen enu necheles. Kohenes mischaleles, the kohen ain't mischalo. Right? A kohenes, if she lives with somebody who's osur to her, so she becomes mischalo. She can't eat truma, she can't marry a kohen. But a kohen is not mischalo. If a kohen lives with somebody who's osur to him, so his children become chalolim, and the person he lives with becomes a chalola, right? But he doesn't become a chalo. His children become a chol. We learn from Psukim. Kohenes metame lemesim, the ein kohen metame lemesim. A kohenes can be metame lemesim. The halacha of losetame by kohen applies to male kohanim, not to female kohanos. Kohen ochel bekotche kadoshim, the ein kohenes ochel bekotche kadoshim. There is a pasuk, right? Bechol zochor bivnei aron yochleno by the mincha, and that's kodesh kadoshim. All kotche kadoshim only are eaten by male kohanim, but not by the daughters of Kohanim. But a kochim kalim, a daughter of a kohen, can also eat. Ma'abed ish le'isha. What's the difference between, certain differences between a man and a woman? Sam. Ha'ish poreo porem vein ha'isha porasu poremis. A mitzora. Zohar. Right? Has a din of primo priya. He has to tear his clothing and he has to leave his hair grow. What's it called? But a isha who's a mitzoras doesn't have these halachas. Ha'ish maderis beno benozer vein ha'isha maderis beno benozer. Tomorrow we'll learn where the makor of all these halachas are. A man can be mother his son benazir, it's halacha l'moshe Sinai, but a woman can't do that. A ish megaleach on the zirus aviv, if a person is a nazir, his father was a nazir and he was mafrish korbanos and he died, so the halacha is that the son who's a nazir can use the korbanos of the father under certain circumstances, but a woman who's a nazira and her father was a nazir and died without bringing his korbanos, she can't use the korbanos of her father. It's halacha l'moshe Sinai. Vein ha'isha megalachas on the ziris aviha. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito, vein ha'isha mekadesh es bito. A man has a right to marry off his daughter when she's a ktana, right? And, what's it called? And a woman doesn't have a right to marry off her daughter. Ha'ish mocher es bito, vein ha'isha mocher es bito. A man can sell his daughter, a ktana, as an ama evriya, and a woman can't sell her daughter as an ama evriya. Ha'ish niskel arum vein ha'ish niskelas aruma. Those people are chayiv skila. When you stone the man, you stone him unclothed, and a woman you stone clothed. Ha'ish nitle vein ha'ish nitleis by killas Hashem, or what's it called? The halacha is that you hang up the person after the death penalty, so that you only do that to a man, not to a woman. Ha'ish nimker b'gnevasa vein ha'ish nimkeres b'gnevasa. A woman who steals and can't pay isn't sold as a slave, whereas a man who steals and can't pay is sold as a slave. Okay, see Rashi. What? What Mavat
and Eder?
What?
A man could be Mata the Neder of his daughter.
A man could be Mata than. What? Made for the nether. Yeah, there are other differences also between men. These are some of the differences. Those brings on there are other things too. Mitzvah Seishet Mangrom, there's a lot of other differences. Okay. Kohan Esuas Lekohanim Min Choseim Nisrafos Vafilu Korav HaKometz Kehil Choso Velo Nitmu. Right? We're talking a kosher mincha. You brought the kometz as it was supposed to be brought. The mincha wasn't Tomei. Still, nisrofim shirayim. The shirayim are burnt. The beis hadesha, not on the mizbeach. Can you first more? The Gemara explain. Kohenes bas kohen. A kohenes means a daughter of a kohen, not an eishes kohen, not a yisraelis who's a wife of a kohen, but the daughter of a kohen. Minchas nechalos. The whole minchas kohen kol tielo seyachel ksiv. Eitz aval kohenes hanesuah liYisrael necheles. If she's a kohenes and she's married to a Yisrael, so it's his mincha, not hers. The chen kohenes almano grusha, doesn't make a difference. Also, it's not because dafka it's his mincha, even her mincha. She's a grusha or an almana. Sheviya minchas necheles, because this halacha of kolol tachter only applies to a kohen. Kohenes mischalelis minatruma minakohuna im nivala l'pasul. The Kohen and Mishal, Im Nasa Grusha, Zolna V'chalola, the Tam, the Kula Masis, and the Farish Bimara. The world will run where the Makoros are for all these halachas. The Kodche Kadoshim, Chatas V'osham, Umincha, Bekum, Ksiv, Kol Zohar, Bekohanim Yochlena. But not a daughter of a Kohen can't eat it. Ma Bein Mashenkin Kochim Kalim. Ma Bein Ish Le'isha B'Yisrael. No Mikomayr. It's not talking now about Kohanim anymore. So a regular man and woman. What are the difference between men and women regarding certain halachas? Ish Poreo Poreim Kishahu Mitzora. Poreo Rosho Poreim Begodov. Ha Ish Madaris Beno Kotten Benozer. The Tchola HaNazirus Olov Afilu Kishayigdol. And the Nazirus remains even when he gets older. Right, the father has the right to impose nazirus on his son, but a woman doesn't. Megaleach nazirus aviv im nader aviv b'nazirus v'hifrish korbanoso v'meis v'hoya b'no nazir haben megaleach b'yom melos v'tovi korbanos shehifrish aviv. He can be megaleach and bring the korbanos that his father was mafrish, but a woman can't do that. Mekadesh es b'no mekabel kedushe bito ktana shelo midaita. he becomes her, he's in place of her, her proxy to be Mekabel Kedushin, even Shalom Midaita. So therefore, and she's married, Minatora. But a mother, a brother, anybody else has not, doesn't have that koach. The Rabbanim were Mesaken Kedushin by a mother and a brother that the girl shouldn't be Mizaneh, but it's only Kedushin to Rabbanim, and from that there's Miyun. Right? If she grows up and she decides she doesn't want the marriage, she doesn't need a get, she just says, I'm out of this. Mocher is Bito La'omak Shiktana. Okay, she's the Gemara. Ton Rabbanim. Kol HaNisuos LeKohuna Minchosei HaNisrafos. Any woman who's married to a Kohen, her Mincha is Nisraf. Ketzad. Kohenes Leviyah V'Yisraelis. Shenises LeKohen. Doesn't make a difference if she's a Kohenes, a Leviyah, or Yisraelis. If she's married to a Kohen, Ein Minchosei Ne'echeles, Ne'eshiyesh Lo Chelek Bo. Her Mincha's not eaten because he has a Chelek in this Mincha. Right? It's partially his, at least maybe all his. Ve'eina ola kolum neshiyesh lo chelek ba. On the other hand, she also has a chelek in this mincha. It's her mincha. She's the one who's nischaper. So normally what you do is you take the whole mincha and burn it by a kohen. But over here you can't take the whole thing and burn it because she has a part in it and that part has kmitza and then there's shirayim. So her part has what's it called a din of kmitza and the shirayim could be eaten. But we don't know which is her part. Because his part, the whole thing is burnt. So what do you do? Ela hakometz korabiyatzma. What you do is you take off the kometz, because maybe that's her part, and you burn the kometz separately. Vahashirayim kraven biyatzma. And you bring the shirayim separately also. You burn them also, as shirayim. So Mara says, Ikri kan kol shimimenu ishim harayu beval taktiru. How can you do that? There's a special halacha that anything that has part of it that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach. And then what's left over, you're not allowed to burn on the Mizbeach. For instance, a korban, right, the kochim kalim. You have what's called the emurim that are brought on the Mizbeach, and the shirayim, the rest of the basar that's eaten, some by the Kohen, some by the Yisrael. That part that's eaten by the Kohen, Yisrael, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach. That's called kol shemimenu le'ishim hilba bal taktiru. We'll see from the pasuk. So over here, the same thing. L'chora, if it's her mincha, the halacha is you take a kometz and burn it on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten. So that rest you can't burn on the mizbeach. It's an issur to burn that rest. So how can you burn the shirayim? But on the other hand, part of it's his mincha, and the whole thing is burnt. So you can't eat the shirayim because they also belong to the kohen. But you can't burn them on the mizbeach either, l'chora. Right, so how is it halacha that you burn the kometz separately and then you burn the shirayim separately on the mizbeach? How could you burn the shirayim on the mizbeach? Omer of Yehuda Bereder of Shim Bar Pazi, the masik lohu l'shem eitzim, ker belezer. The Tanya, Reb Elezer, Omer, l'reach nichoach yatomale, aval atomale hu l'shum eitzim. You're not allowed to burn on the mizbeach l'shum reach nichoach. But if you're burning it to add to the fuel of the mizbeach, you're burning it like eitzim on the mizbeach. You're not burning it to burn it as a korban on the Mizbeach. You're burning it now as you would other wood on the Mizbeach. That's okay. Because the Torah says, Beferish, what's it called? Losaktiru l'reach nichoach. But if it's not l'reach nichoach, it's a shein eitzim, it's okay. That's what Rebbe Lezer holds. Where it says, Honichel Rebbe Lezer, the Isli Haishlora. That's good according to Rebbe Lezer, who learns that you can't burn the shirayim on the Mizbeach only if your kavon is l'reach nichoach. But if you're burning it l'shem eitzim, it's okay. Elo the rabbanon de leslu hay svara ma'ikal emeimer. The rabbanon don't hold to that svara, and they hold you can't burn on the mizbeach in any way. So how do you burn the shirayim on the mizbeach? Ma'ikal emeimer. The ovid leker Reb Elezer of Shimon. No, according to the rabbanon, enochanami. You don't burn the shirayim regularly on the mizbeach because since part of it belongs to the woman and it's shirayim, you cannot allow to burn on the mizbeach. You can't even burn it as eitzim. The Tanya, but you do it like Reb Elezer b'Shimon. The Tanya Reb Elezer b'Shimon Omer Hakomets Kora Biatzmo Vashirayim Mispazrim O Beis Hadeshen. The halacha is that you burn the kometz on the mizbeach, and the rest you don't burn on the mizbeach, but you burn the Beis Hadeshen near the mizbeach in the place where you put the ashes from the mizbeach. Vafilu Rabbanan Lo Pligi Alei De Reb Elezer b'Shimon Ela V'Minchas Chotei Shel Kohanim De Bas Hakrovehi. And even the Rabbanan who don't hold like Reb Elezer of Shimon, that you burn the Shirayim on the Beis HaDeshen, that's only by a minchas chote of a Kohen, which really you could bring as a korban. So you don't can't burn the rest of it on the Beis HaDeshen. But according to this one, there's her part is what's called is not bas hakrova. Over here, what's it called? There's no hakrova because you can't be makrovit at all because her part. What's it called? The kohen has a part in it too. So therefore, we what's it called? We burn it on Beis HaDeshen. Minchosei nisrafos, achas minchas soto, v'achas minchas nedava. It doesn't make which mincha it is. Any woman married to a kohen, her mincha, whatever mincha she brings, is burnt. Neshiyesh lo chelik ba, shehu makriva mishalo, because the mincha comes from the husband's money, or the kohen's money. Uksiv kol minchas kohen, kolul toktor. Ve'eno ole kolul, shiyesh lo chelik ba. But it can't be completely burnt, because it's not really a completely a mincha of a kohen. Because she has a chelik, she's the nischaper. She's the one who gets the kapara. Shalechaparosa he ba. The ain mincha zor ubas kohen craving kalil below kmitza. And the mincha of a Yisrael, or even a kohenes, right, isn't burnt without kmitza. So you can't just burn the whole thing. You have to take off a kometz and burn it because of her chelik. It's the chelik meaning that she has kapara from. Hashirayim craving liatzmam, laachar shekorav a kometz. What you do is you take off a kometz and be makrovit, because she has a chelik in this carbon, and then you burn the rest, because he has a chelik and they can't eat the shirayim. Where it says, Kori kan kol shimena, ki chol sa'or v'chol devash lo sakrivu l'ashem, hoya lo l'michtav. It should have said, kol sa'or v'chol devash lo sakrivu l'ashem. Lomalei l'michtav mimenu, lo sakrivu mimenu l'ashem. What's the mimenu? That's the diuk. Elo l'midrashay, nomi be'anfei nafshay. Come to tell me a drasha, not according to the Pashup Shat that is talking about Sa'or Dvash, but it's something else. Lo saktiru kol shemimenu ola kvari shel Hashem. Anything that you took out from it, something to be makriv, and that was then left over shirayim, the shirayim you can't put on the mizbeach. V'yesh bichlal lav zeh basar kol karbonos chutz mim ola. The basar of all the karbonos, except for an ola, where you eat part of it, any the part that you put on the mizbeach, asers the other part that you're not supposed to put on the mizbeach from putting on the mizbeach. V'yesh bichlal zeh shiorim minocho. Same thing goes with the leftover after the komitz of the mincha. V'hochanami dilma boser chelik shelo islam lemezel v'havya haktoros komitz kichoso v'elu shirayim gemurim heim v'yeshnon v'altokiru. Rashi's mash is a suffix over here. The Tosus points out it's not really a suffix at all. She has a chelik and he has a chelik, so lemela you have to take off a komitz, but you can't eat the shirayim. But how can you burn the shirayim? Because maybe they're shirayim, and because they are shirayim, and shirayim you can't burn. The mapiklu l'shem etzim. So Mara says, no, you do it like Rav Elazar, that you're allowed to be makdir things that are left over as long as you don't do it l'reach nichoach. The name mahachi im ruuyim heim lahakdir v'lo hoysa ruuyo likomets kedin minchas kohen harizah haktor l'shma ukmitza lo malav lo moredes. And again, Rashi's mashia is a tnai. It's not a tnai. What we're saying basically is the following. The portion that belongs to the kohen, right, doesn't need a kmitza, and the whole thing is burned. So therefore, basically, the whole thing could be burned. The im ru'uyo hoysali kometz, but the her part needs a kometz. And the rest of it really could be eaten. But it can't be eaten because he also has a part in it. The elu shioreho harin kishare etzei merochas. And the shirayim I'm burning as etzim. I'm adding to the fuel of the mizbeach. I'm not doing it l'reach nichoach. Rav Elazar, tluksayu bizvachim, the machlokas Rav Elazar and the rabbanis in zvachim, Evori chatos, shenisarvu beivori ola. Now, if you have evori chatos, that are nisarvu beivori ola, so the evori ola have to be mikrov on the mizbeach. Evori chatos can be eaten. So what do you do with them? Rabbi Lezer omer yitnim lamal of ruanias boser ha chatos al mizbeach ki ilu heinetzim. You're makrov the whole thing on the mizbeach, except you're makrov the evori chatos, wherever they are, l'sheinetzim. And then it's mutter to do. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. The chachomim omerim, right, to uber tsurasim, the yetzel of esas reifai. No, you leave them overnight, and then they burn them. Because you can't put them on the mizbeach, even the sheinetzim. She'osu lahakter evori chatos, mishum lab de choshim menu le'ishim. Rabbi Lezer sova, basrei, dahu krok, siv, korban reishis, takrivu osom lashem, right, sor udvash, bikurim atem mevi min hatmorim, u minchas shtei lechem shi reishis min hasor, They can't be l'reach nicholach. So we darshan that l'reach nicholach. Also on the other halacha of kosher mimenu li'ishim hibabaktiru. Koinam yamimenu ishel Hashem da'ok meibach baltaktiru. The Hashmein and the Lo Osir Hakteroso Elokish Miskaven l'reach nicholach. That's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say you don't darshan that l'reach nicholach to limit the isser of kol shemimenu li'ishim. There's a mincha that you have to bring. If you were over one of these aveiras, where normally you would bring an asham, korban ola v'yored. Where if you're rich, you bring a korban, if you're poor, you bring birds, and if you're really poor, you bring a mincha. So that's a mincha schote of a kohen who's really poor. So, v'hoysel ha-kohen ka-minchas kavaso shel kohen kol ka-minchas nidvaso v'ein nikreves. Right? So the chachamim learned this as a regular din of any minchas kohen. And therefore the whole thing is burnt. For Reb Shimon Dorish Le Lekra Hashem Hachi, the Chinomer V'Haisel Lekoin Keminchaso Lo Nemar Ella Keminchas Chotei Shal Yisrael. No, this should be like the Mincha of Yisrael, and you have to take off the Kometz, right? Ma Shal Yisrael Nik Metzes Af Minchas Chotei Shal Kohen Nik Metzes. This Mincha, it's only a Mincha Nedav of a Kohen that is what's it called? That is burned completely. But the minchas chote of a kohen, Reb Shimon holds, you have to take off the kmitza and you burn the shirayim separately. Ima minchas Yisrael shirenichon. So I think that just be the regular minchas Yisrael. You bring the kometz and you eat the shirayim. Kamash malon avzu shirenicholim tamid lomar v'hoysel kohen kemincha lekohen kemincha linyan avodas kohen shetuuna kmitza v'lo leishim kemincha. The part of the kohen is like a minchas Yisrael, but not the part that's left over. So it says a special halacha. You makriv the kometz, and then you burn the shirayim. Ha ketzat, ha kometz korev liatzma, va shirayim kravim liatzma. You makriv the kometz by itself, and you makriv the shirayim. Because that's the halacha of what's it called, of what's supposed to be done with this. The lesley kol shemenu li'ishim klal. He doesn't hold this halacha of kol shemenu li'ishim. Over here, unless you burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. That's what Reb Shimon says. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Polig, Olei, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, his own son argues on him. But Omar Komitz Korvli Asl, Shirayim Stazmali Ibud. And he holds no. You can't put the Shirayim on the Mizbeach because Kol Shimimenu Le'ishim. So you put the Shirayim on the Beis Hadeshet. You're Makriv the Kometz, and unlike a Minchas Nedava of a Kohen, where you just burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach without a Kmitza, here you have to take off a Kometz, burn on the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim, you can't put on the Mizbeach, because of kol shemimenu li'ishim, but you burn it on the Beis Hadeshen. Hochi garsinu v'afilu rabbonin lo polig olei elo b'minchas chotei shel kohanim debas hakrovahi demakshi chovoso l'nidvoso the lo boy kmitza. Right? Even the rabbonin only argue because they hold that even the minchas chotei of a kohen is completely. So you burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. Avoha the labas hakrovahi the dilma. The basra di doaz linan, but over here it's not basakrova because maybe it's her korban. So what's it called? So you can't be makrav the shirayim, right? The shirayim gemurim ninhu. Afil the rabbanim odu the mispazrin. Over here, even the rabbanim agree that you do like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says over there. You makrav the kometz on the mizbeach and you burn the shirayim on the beis hadeshet.